You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. I'm so thrilled to have you joining me for today's show. I think I have some great things in store for you, and you know that my goal is always to help you dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. So our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today is the head boss lady, and she's going to give you some insight if you're an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur on how to close sales. So you definitely want to stick around for that. But before we get into the Be Inspired Cafe, I just want to share with you a quick message today. Seems like everywhere that I've been looking lately, I keep seeing it's time. And then I took a glance at my vision board and it says it's time to get serious about God's plan for your life. And so I just want to share that with you all today that are listening, because I feel like too often we put off those things that we know we have a desire to accomplish. And the longer that you put it off, the longer that you, for one, risk the chances that it's not going to take place. And not only that, the longer that you're putting off those people that you are actually called to serve and the people that your life is going to be a tremendous blessing to. So while you think that procrastinating on stepping out and doing that thing that you know you need to be doing, while you think that it's just about you, I want to remind you today that it is bigger than you. There are people that are literally waiting right now for you to start that business, to write that book, to step out of your comfort zone, because you're going to be a tremendous blessing in their life. So, speaking of stepping out of your comfort zone, I will not wait another moment. I want to introduce to you our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe.
Welcome, 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 everyone. I am pumped as usual. You know, I'm always excited, but I'm super excited for our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today because she has inspired me, motivated me. And if you are a business owner, or an aspiring entrepreneur, or anyone that has ever come across any inkling of sales, then you definitely want to snatch out your notepad because she is just a ball of wisdom. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, the head boss lady, sales coach, Gretchen Mall. How are you doing today, Gretchen?
I'm doing super good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being up here today. I'm pumped. I'm very pumped to have you because I know that you just share such great wisdom, and you're hilarious in addition to that. So,
Thank you.
Gretchen, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself for those who may not have come in contact with you?
For sure. I'm a sales coach for women entrepreneurs. I've been in sales for about 15 years, and I got my start probably as some of you guys have, you know, in the past, but I was a single mom, recently found out I was pregnant and had to find something that was going to pay the bill. And $10 an hour wasn't going to cut it. So I got my first sales job and really kind of never looked back, started enjoying it and making a little bit of money and worked on my craft and eventually got to the point where I was tired of building other people's businesses. And like I shared the other day, I saw this meme. It was perfect timing. 97% of people give up on their dreams and work for the 3% that don't. And that just frosted me. Like I got angry and decided that I was done and that was not going to be my destiny. So jumped into the entrepreneur world and never looked back.
I love it. Now, I'm definitely partial. And I understand everyone, if you're listening right now and you have no desire whatsoever to start a business, we're not attacking you, but at the same time, Gretchen, I've already shared with you, I really, truly feel like multiple income streams, entrepreneurship are some amazing, amazing opportunities that people definitely should consider looking at. So I love your story. I love the story of finally getting to that place where you were tired of building other people's dreams and you decided to step out and build your own. So usually when we take those leaps of faith, people around us don't always get it. Have you run into any issues along the way where you received maybe some criticism or people that couldn't fully get on board and understand why you were stepping away from that good paying $10 an hour job and just doing your own thing?
Absolutely. There's always I think there's a lot of people who are in their comfort zones, you know, and you're the sum of the people that you hang around the most. And They're really good for if you fall down, you know, they'll kind of reach up and remind you who you are, like, hey, you know, get yourself back together. Come on, get up here. Mm-hmm. But if you get a little too high, a lot of times those people in your life tend to want to grab you down too. Like, who are you? You know, you're just a single mom. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just this girl who dropped out of college. Like, why do you think you can be better than everybody else?
And that can be hard.
You know, you have to break away from that. And sometimes you got to, you know, let some people go in your life and you got to find some new people. And sometimes you actually can, those people start to realize like, hey, what's going on, you know? And then after a while they start doing, hey, what are you doing? Can I do it too?
Exactly. Absolutely. I saw, speaking of memes, I guess we're like the social media addicts, but so there was a meme that came out and I'm definitely going to give it the Erica version because I don't remember the exact quote. But basically it said, the people that are criticizing you right now will be the ones asking if you're hiring down the line. And it's so true.
100%. Yes. I've seen that in my lifetime and time again.
Absolutely. So one thing that I love about you, Gretchen, and those of you that are listening, like Gretchen, when I tell you, she knows what she's talking about. So I had the privilege of being on a call that Gretchen did, a masterclass. And you were talking about the most common rebuttals that people face in sales and how to close. And I would gladly get Gretchen to close all of my sales because she's no joke. And so if I could, if we could just do a quick example, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot.
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Because one thing that you talked about is that how most of the excuses that people give, it always boils down to about the same thing. So what would you say one of the most common excuses is when you're getting ready to close on a sale, and how can you handle that excuse?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's really important to make the distinction that there's really only two things. It's an excuse or it's the money, because everything else is kind of a smokescreen. And I know, especially as women, we're all guilty of it at some point. We say something, but we really mean something else, you know? So, you know, your boyfriend or your husband says, how you doing? You're like, I'm fine, when you're really not. And a lot of times, you know, people are doing that and they'll say things like, oh, I have to think about it, or I don't have the money. But what it really means is, I'm not really sure what you're doing and I don't know how it can benefit me. That's not what they're saying, but that's what they mean. And so a lot of times we have to kind of wade through the smoke to find out what's really going on, because nobody wants to lose a sale or lose a client just because you weren't clear about what they could get out of it or what you were offering.
Absolutely. I love it. Absolutely. So,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. I get excited when there's certain people online. I'm like, wait, I have another question. So another so kind of along those lines too, you present sales in a way that it's not salesy. You present it in a way, and I always tell people this, if you're in business, then you're in business to have income. And so often we get so focused on our passion, and I always talk about purpose-driven business, but you get so focused on it that many people become content having no income from their business. And if you have no income, then it's not a business. So
expensive hobby.
Exactly. So what would you say to that person that when they hear the word sales, they just like drink up and, you know, put up a wall? How important, which I kind of know the answer, but how important would you say, you know, that sales is to the thriving of your business?
Oh, it's everything. It is literally called the bottom line for a reason. This is the end all be all. But I do want to say that it is my mission to kind of change how people talk about sales, because it doesn't have to be that used car salesman, oh, somebody's going to talk me into something I don't want or I don't need. That's unethical to me. You don't need to do that. To me, you know, the art of the sale is really being a master communicator and being effective at what you're doing. And that way, make sure you're talking to the right person, because there are people who are looking for what you're doing. You know, there's billions of people on the planet and your tribe is out there. You know, you just have to find them. And how are you going to find them if you're not clear about what you're offering? And that's the bottom line.
Awesome. Now, I did kind of jump the gun, and it's because I just love hearing from you, Gretchen. But so you talked about the two things that it boils down to is the time and then that, you know, I'm sorry, not time, but money, and then just an excuse to hide that. So how would you say for the person that is on a call or in a meeting with someone and their excuse is, I have to think about it or let me talk to my spouse, what are some ways to combat that?
Well, the first thing is everybody wants to feel acknowledged and heard. So whatever anybody says, you always want to acknowledge it, that it is valid to them, you know. So, oh, I have to talk to my spouse. Like, I totally understand. I want you to talk to your spouse because that's part of being a good communicator. And then I would relate something like, you know, how long have you guys been married? And then you would want to circle around and get them to talk about the reasons why they would want to work with you. So you want to ask the question, you know, like, hey, well, when you're talking to your spouse later, you know, what are some of the things that you're going to tell him or her about the benefits of this program? And then shut up and let them talk. I think that's really hard because we've all been to that point. I know me, especially when I first started, I was so nervous. I would just like chatty Cathy verbally vomit on people all the time. And it's super important. You know, people want to hear be validated and they want to be heard. And so when you ask a question like that, like the first person to talk loses. Just let them talk and let them get it out. And a lot of times they'll work through their own issues.
Gosh, that's so true. And it's so good because, like you said, a lot of times some people feel like, and I know I definitely can relate, where you feel like you need to come to the table with 100 solutions and all of these things when literally all you need to do is ask open-ended, right questions, and then you can see, you know, better qualify that person for what you have to offer. Now, I'm Team Gretchen all day. So, Gretchen, I know that you have an amazing new program coming up to help those that may be struggling in that area of closing sales. Can you tell us a little bit about what you have coming up?
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's called From Blank to Bank because that's what we're going to do with your business. And it is a 30-day sales course, and we are going to go over everything and how in a perfect world, when you get on a sales call or a discovery call or you're talking to a potential client, whatever you want to call it, you know, in a perfect world, you're asking just the perfect questions, and it's just leading right up to that, the, you know, the top of the V of the sales funnel when they're like, how do I work with you? I need you in my life.
Yes.
And so we're going to go over how to make that happen for you and how to ask the right questions and scripts that you can customize to your business. That way you know you're getting things right and correct. So you know exactly what to say, get over your fears, get some more confidence. It's going to be awesome.
I'm excited. So what is the best way for those that are listening to get connected with you, to get connected with your upcoming courses, and to connect with you on social media?
Absolutely. Well, I am at Gretchen Mall. So it's GRETCHEN. MALL, like you're going shopping. I'm at Gretchen Mall on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. You can find me. And then the course, my website, it's bit.ly/from-blank-to-bank.
Love it.
So bit.ly/from-blank-to-bank, and bank is all in capital letters. Come check it out. I know for sure that this will change your life and change your business, and we're going to have a good time doing it.
Yay, yes, yes, yes. And I will have all of Gretchen's information on my website. So you guys, if you did not catch that, you can either hit rewind or you can go over to ericalatrice.com to get all of Gretchen's information. Gretchen, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out to be in the Be Inspired Cafe. I definitely enjoyed having you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Erica.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Be Inspired. Make sure that you connect with me online at ericalatrice.com. And if you're not my friend on social media, search for me right now. And that's on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, and whatever comes out in the next 30 seconds. You can find me at Erica Empowers. You guys go out and make today amazing because it is definitely a choice.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.